Protests for racial justice this year prompted a related movement. Black people and other people of color have been sharing in public their stories of injustice and everyday racism. As WFAE's David Borax reports, Davidson College students and alumni have been using an Instagram page to collect their stories and to demand change.
More than 100 posts have been added to the Instagram account People of Color at Davidson since it appeared in late June. Many stories are seemingly small moments in which faculty, staff, or fellow students were insensitive toward people of color. Others are overtly racist or discriminatory. Most have come from current and former students who graduated within the past 15 years. Those are prompting others to share their stories, as several did in recent interviews.
I remember when Obama was elected, and you had five or six drunken white kids who were walking around with a Confederate flag talking about the South will rise again. Nothing was done.
I think about an English class I had where we're reading Edward Said, his work on The Other, and you could feel like the class just like kind of turned to you like, what do you think about this? All of a sudden, you have to speak about what it means to represent otherness.
We had had a series of, let's be very frank, racist-themed parties down in our fraternity eating house court. We had one that was like geishas versus something else. And then we had a South of the Border one come up. A couple of students, myself included, kind of said, you know, this is not okay.
That's Davidson College graduates Imani Bowen, Chris Burton, and Mel Mendez. Their stories echo those on the People of Color at Davidson Instagram group. There are incidents where white people can't distinguish black or Asian faces, professors use inappropriate terms for racial and ethnic groups, and students or staff racially stereotype people of different colors or religions. Leah Rapley founded the page in late June.
What I've learned from the receiving end of these stories is people don't realize the extent of racism that exists at Davidson.
Rapley is a 2012 Davidson graduate and until recently was the college's assistant director of civic engagement. She says she wanted a way to capture these kinds of stories and get people to think about the problem of systemic racism.
I think it's a powerful source and a way for people to reflect on the ways in which they've engaged in this or done this with anyone else.
Rapley says she started the group after a virtual community meeting in June, where Davidson President Carol Quillen and former Charlotte Mayor and Davidson alumnus Anthony Fox talked about institutional racism. Quillen said she shared the grief and anger over the killing of a black man, George Floyd, by a white Minneapolis police officer.
We commit ourselves to the quest for truth, and we seek to build a more just and humane world. Systemic racism is antithetical to those values. We at Davidson commit to both understanding and dismantling systemic racism here and broadly in this country.
Since then, Rapley has been posting regularly asking when the college will actually announce actions to carry out that pledge. She says more discussion isn't enough.
What I've known from as a student, an alum, and a former staff is that oftentimes Davidson says, we hear you, we see you, you're important. An event happens, we make a statement, we have a conversation, and then no action is done after that.
Some alumni share her frustration and see the Instagram page as just the latest outlet to discuss a problem that never seems to really get addressed. So Rapley and others have put together specific steps they say the college can take soon, including enacting comprehensive anti-racism plans, requiring racial justice materials in the curriculum, making all first-year students take an implicit bias survey and use it to develop training during orientation, and creating a diversity, equity, and inclusion code of ethics, much like the college's honor code. Chris Burton graduated in 2008 and was student government president. He wants to see curriculum changes.
You can have African studies class, you can have classes about, you know, the plight of LGBT folks and you know, a variety of like interfaith things, but all of those things as the school's curriculum is currently constructed are optional. So that means if I'm skillful enough, I can avoid having all of those conversations.
Others we spoke to want new majors like Asian American Studies, and they want the college to grant tenure to more people of color. Davidson College didn't make President Quillen available for an interview. In a statement about the Instagram group, she said Davidson has made progress in confronting racism and being more inclusive. But she said, quote, it's painfully clear from comments of current and former students, faculty members, and staff members that we have really only begun this work. In that June event with Quillen, Anthony Fox told of his own challenges as a young black man at Davidson. That included an incident his freshman year when he was playing pickup basketball with other students.
A staff member walked right past all the white students, only to ask me for my ID, And that was one of the first moments where I felt that I was being singled out.
Fox went on to become the first African-American student government president and graduated in 1993. Now he's on the Board of Trustees, and he chairs the Davidson Commission on Race and Slavery. That was formed 3 years ago to examine the college's own complicated history. A final report of the commission is expected in early August. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.